Welcome to the Wager Makers Podcast with Webb and Schmidt.
Brick by brick, baby. I'm freaking out, Webb.
I would there be no man.
Stupidity is going to be an asset.
What a bunch of crybabies.
Hello, my name is Steve Smith, and this is Rob Weber. Say hey, Webb.
What's up, Smith? Hello, hello.
I'm Smit, that's Webb, and we are the Wager Makers, and this is the Wager Maker Podcast. This is already Wager Maker Podcast number 22, Webb.
22, baby. Emmett Smith. 22.
Emmett. Oh, big week this week. Big week. Obviously, we got LSU and Alabama, the biggest college game of the year so far. The big rankings for the college football playoffs just came out this week. Some of the LSU fans weren't real happy about that, but I think Ohio State's been looking pretty good. We'll talk about a little
shocker,
bit about that tonight.
Shocker. Someone in Louisiana is unhappy about some shit that's going on with the sports entities going on around there. That's a shock. I'm so surprised.
Hey man, they got a right to be pissed. They
why? What difference is it?
Because our teams are the best. The teams are the best. The Saints are the best. LSU's the best.
They lose today. What, are you going to cry when you're not in the top four? Or lose on Saturday? You going to cry? Probably. You're going to sue somebody and wear a fucking refs uniform.
Hey, man, I'm just calling it like I see it. The people are upset. Some people are upset. I know they're going to play it out. They're going to play it out.
More importantly, I don't know if you know that what today was Carolina basketball day. I'm not sure if you knew that.
The opening tip of Carolina. Speaking of Homer. All right, what do you got to say?
My man T-Bones called it out. Cole Anthony, 34-11-5 with a first 1-0 in the ACC, baby. The line went to 9.5, and they covered. Not that we picked him, but
yeah,
good pick,
yeah,
T-Bones.
Yeah, good job telling me now. This afternoon when we got our picks together, you didn't even mention North Carolina.
I won't mention him at all. So don't wait to hear it. But I'm just saying.
34-11. Notre Dame, you sitting around on the show, starting off, jumping around, acting like you did something. You beat Notre Dame.
It's ACC game. You only play who's on the schedule, man. Do you get happy when you beat fucking Mississippi, LSU?
No.
You're happy when you beat the. You better be. I tell you what. You want to bring that shit up? You better beat the Falcons.
Oh yeah,
that's my suicide pick.
That's I was just gonna say. That's Bohannon's suicide pick this week too, and that's a kiss of death. When you take the Saints, taking the Saints is a kiss of death.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't know if fucking Matty Dickbag is even playing. It was either them or the Colts, but I don't know if Brissett's playing either. So I went with you, Smith. So talk to the boys before the game. Just get out of there with that 1-point victory.
And my pep talk is still undefeated, so I think I have no need to say anything. I won't have to say anything until we lose a game.
All right. Well, let's not talk about that. Let's not mention that. So we'll just move on from that. That's a good pick in my eyes.
Yeah, Brad's going with the Saints too. So he was a little. I think the only thing nervous about it was that it was the Saints. So
yeah. It was the Saints or the. And I'm down to it, man. There ain't too many people to pick. So it was them or the Colts, and I'm going. I picked the Saints. I guess I can reserve judgment to change it, but I'm going to stick with that, I think.
Yeah, the damn Colts let me down last week. Not in that, but I had them as part of a big parlay. Everything else I had last week with the Colts and Adam Vinatieri. Their starting quarterback goes down.
Yeah, that was huge. Yeah.
Starting quarterback goes down. They still end up in a spot where they win the game. Vinatieri from 43 yards. That's like his spot.
We were getting one. Not only that, it was a missed field goal. That was really the kick in the ass.
That's what I mean.
The mixed PAT. I mean, we were to push. I mean, the field goal was gravy. The motherfucker's missing PATs. What's going on with the kicking anyway? I mean, the Cowboys missed another field goal. Every team. There's not a good team. There's not a team that's a good kicker. The Saints kicker is good.
He is. He still missed it. He missed a field goal last week.
It's crazy. My man Keith Woods, too, is killing me. Bringing up that the Cowboys haven't won a Super Bowl in 24 years. He used to be a Raiders fan, and now he's telling me that he's a Giants fan. I don't remember him ever being a Giants fan. And when's the last time a Giants won it? You see Eli Manning sitting on the sideline like a pouting, like a little girl, like $300 million every man wasn't enough.
And Woods, like when we were growing up, we called him Tony Dorsett. He would wear number 33 Dallas Cowboy jersey. No. He was the running back on Union Avenue. I'm telling you.
No.
Union Avenue. Ask him.
For a fact, I don't need to ask him. I know you're thinking about the wrong cat.
No, I'm not talking about Jose. He was Dorsett too. We called him Dorsett too. Yeah. Keith Woods. You tell. Take it to Union Avenue, Institute Street. That was even before your time, Webb.
Please, it was nothing before my time.
No,
I mean, Rick is. Ratty, Ricketts was calling me over on Sunday night, too. He's going to have a heart attack if they don't fire Jason Garrett. What's up, Ratty? What's going on, brother? he's screaming for Garrett's head, screaming.
Well, we did a good job last week in the NFL. We did better. Put it that way. We did better, Webb. We went we decided to take some points. I convinced you to take some points. We went
– here we go.
Well, we did. We went 5-3. It's the first winning week in the NFL in, like, ages.
How'd it work out with the Colts?
Well, I mean, because Vinatieri missed a field goal. I convinced you wanted the 49ers on Thursday. We'd have been 0-1 before the week even started. We took the points with the Sunday night game. We took the points.
I like those.
Yeah. We took the points in the Giants, and that drive was made or break us. We would have been like 6-2. Instead, we were 5-3.
I stand on that. I thought that was a deal. That was looking good. I mean, they were close on that. That was a 38-17.
Last drive, I thought we were going to get the back door cover, and dude drops the ball and they take it in for a touchdown. That's what.
Yeah. He's going. He's a Hall of Famer. That quarterback.
Oh shit. These fucking Cowboys fans, man, talking shit like you're kind of cocky today, Webb. I'm just saying.
Your team beat the Giants.
You're coming out the block, giving shit to LSU fans. You're coming out the block talking about North Carolina. You're coming out the block. We're not even getting into our show yet, and you're coming out the block all feisty.
Listen, man, you want some personality, you got it. Watch what you wish for.
Because the Cowboys beat the Giants. Now it's talk shit time.
Did I mention one thing about the – I just said that. I said their kicker sucks, and I said that they – that you couldn't even judge them by the 38-17. That wasn't the accurate score. That last drive was bullshit. I agreed with you.
North Carolina, I ain't a
Cowboys bandwagon.
North Carolina beats Notre Dame. Like something. Got some feels going on. Where was you this afternoon when we were putting bets in? Nowhere on North Carolina.
I told you, listen, you're not going to hear me pick North Carolina one time this year, just like you never hear me pick the Cowboys.
All right. Well, anyway, we had a winning week in the NFL. Put it that way. Winning week. 5-3.
All right.
We had winning week in college, 7-5.
Well, that's 7-5. You know, that's typical. Well, yeah. Oh, starting out.
Yeah, after a 1-4. Yeah, going into the weekend because we don't take no points on the weekend. We took Miami of Ohio tonight. Let's see. Right now we're getting 7 points and they're almost tied at halftime.
7 points. Yeah. Where do you see my picks this week?
All right. Well, let's see. I got points. I'm taking points. All right. We got hosed in that Georgia. Florida game, that could have been another win for us. There was a play, a third down play, third and long, and Georgia completed the pass, but he dropped the ball. They reviewed it. Even the guy on the TV was like, I can't believe that they're not reversing this call. I don't understand what they saw. And that was the play where Georgia ended up getting a touchdown instead of a field goal. We lost that one by a half a point.
Yeah, that's a push.
And another thing, there's no place in a sports book that you can go up and say, I want to buy the half point.
You sure?
No, but I haven't seen it nowhere.
You could probably.
I've never seen anything like it. We'll have to research that.
On any sports app, you can. Well, I shouldn't say that. I've been buying half a point for 30 years.
Right. I know. We got to look into that because we're giving recommendations. I don't think I would have loved to have it getting Florida getting 7 the other day.
In my world, that's a put. That's all I'm saying. So.
All right. Well, most of these people are going to sports books betting shit now. It's the
That's
old
not true.
Listen, wake up. Get out of the 1970s, Webb. We're not calling Staten Island anymore. No more 1-800 numbers.
That's not even. It's all overseas, baby. It's all overseas. It's all legal now.
All right. So I watched this fucking FSU Miami game. What a bunch of sorry ass teams that was, Webb.
That's a sad state. That's just a sad. Like it wasn't even on anyone's radar. Like, did anyone really even care?
Right. It was on TV. So they fired Taggart this week. Finally.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah.
But. These dudes playing in this game, right? Like when we grew up, it was like these were like pretty cocky teams. The guys would, you know, really a lot of shit talking, a lot of, you know, just chip on the shoulder kind of guys and shit. The problem is when you're watching this game, they're both 2-4-4 teams. They're still doing the same shit, like personal fouls, getting up and taunting and doing all kinds of stupid ass shit. I'm like, dude, these guys suck and they're doing this.
Miami still wears that chain like it's Two Live Crew on the side, like a Jimmy Johnson out, like they're wearing fatigues.
The turnover chain at 4-4.
Right. Better turn over that coach's staff. Yeah.
Turn over your season.
Right. Can't wait for Thanksgiving. Get the fuck out of here.
Just get tired of it. I mean, it's one thing if dudes are cocky and talking shit, talking smack and doing stuff after plays and stuff. When you're good, you can do that. When Deion Sanders used to make a play and get up and talk shit, that was Deion fucking Sanders.
Right. Michael Everett's running around scoring touchdowns and doing shit.
Right. 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 I mean, like, hey, dude, stop him.
Limited one.
Right. You got a problem with the guy, stop him. This was like watching, you know, right now I'm watching Miami of Ohio against Ohio is on TV right now. It's like watching teams of that quality. These teams could go toe-to-toe with them. Only after 100%. Every play, the dude getting up and like taunting and doing crazy shit.
100%. Same level. But these guys are like playing for real, like humble.
Right. So, same shit. I mean, man, talked about Cleveland Browns over and over again all off season. Man, they just stink. And they're losing 24-12 in the fourth quarter. Odell makes this nice catch and a run, nice catch and run for a first down. Gets up and talks all kind of smooth. And then they show video of him warming up before the game, catching all the balls one-handed. Like, dude, yeah, fucking, why don't you do something? Like, do something with the team, bro.
Right.
Do something with the team. Yeah,
wear a watch.
But, well, Beckham and Landry got in trouble last week for the cleats they were wearing. They had to change their cleats at halftime.
Anything but, you know, win a football game.
Anything but play with the team and win. Anything but.
Right. Man, anything but win a football game. Now they're talking about trading them or something. I heard the Patriots and somebody else this morning. Maybe even the Eagles. I think it might have been the Eagles. But the Eagles brought back somebody. So I guess that's not going to happen.
Right.
That's crazy.
Nuts.
He hasn't been there. It's not even 10 games. It's half the season. I think they're 2-6. 8 games.
Yeah, they already know the guy's cancer. That's it.
Yeah.
Why would they be? Maybe you can get something for him.
They have to go 6-2 to beat last year.
Right. Maybe you can get something for him. You're not going to get a winning record with him. You might as well get something for him.
Why not? Right. Clearly, the experiment's failing.
Right. So, mentioned LSU, Alabama this week. What do you think about this game, Webb?
I'm not sure. That's a tough one. Let me see. I think it was 6.5. Let me pull it up here. 6.5. But LSU just lost 2 defensive starters, right?
Well, I know they lost one defensive end, like one of their pass rushers, just kind of left the team. I heard some rumors about him failing some drug tests and things like that. I don't know how true that is, but I don't know. We're not in the mainstream media, so we can just say bullshit that we heard offline. I don't have to verify. I did not verify the sources. I'll go online saying that. I did not verify the sources.
I got 6-63. In that game, I like under 63, believe it or not. It was 6.5. I'm not sure why it went down to 6. I think I saw 6.5 this morning, especially with some LSU guys on defense being out. That's a tough one, man. I mean, I got no problem if you wanted to take the points, but I think this is a good game. I'm glad it's here. I think Tua, Saban's kind of playing possum, saying, Tua looked okay, but Tua's playing 4 quarters. So I don't. It's a difficult game. I like your boy Burrow. I'm an LSU fan. It's gonna be a good game. It's one I'm gonna enjoy watching. We'll obviously make a pick on the game, and I'm sure we know. I know which way we're going, but I do like the year.
Right. And then so the college football playoff rankings came out yesterday. We got Ohio State at number 1, LSU, Alabama, Penn State, Clemson, Georgia, Oregon, Utah, Oklahoma, and Florida. Anything in there that you saw that was surprising to you, or that you think is warranted or not warranted?
No, I think it's fine. It's all going to play out. I mean, the thing that surprised me, I think Florida, out of all those teams you just mentioned, is the one that shouldn't be mentioned from all you just said. Obviously, we know I'm an Oregon fan. Penn State, obviously, is a surprising thing. They play my Minnesota Golden Gophers this week. I would assume that they would win that game. Penn State's been good to us, but again, it's all going to play out. They're going to play Ohio State, which I assume Ohio State, I'm sure Ohio's going to beat them, and then that'll be the end of the Penn State talk. So I think at the end, we're going to end up with the 4 best teams. The only, if you want to ask my opinion on that, the one unfair thing there is Clemson, because they don't play anybody for the rest of the season. They should have lost that game to Carolina. So that to me is where they have the advantage. They could probably, I don't know if they're going to sneak into the 2 spot, depending on how it plays out, but they'll certainly, they'll probably be the 3 seed there, which I think is kind of unfair. Looking at Ohio State, Penn State, Georgia, Alabama, and LSU.
Yep. You know, Clemson's outside the 4 looking in, but like you said, it all plays itself out, you know, with the playoffs. All you got to do is be in the top 4, you know?
Right.
And,
that's all that matters.
Right. And to be honest with you, to me, with the eye test, Ohio State's been the best team in the country. I know they don't play as big a schedule as LSU, But this team is impressive to watch. I mean, impressive to watch.
The lack teams. Listen, it doesn't really. I mean, it doesn't matter at that point. One and two doesn't matter. There's no reason to get it. And again, you know, if you lose this week, it's all academic. And if you win this week, you're almost locked into a top two spot. So, and that you're going to play. If you're one, you're going to play two. Eventually, you're going to play four or three. It doesn't matter.
Right. You're right. So just getting the top four, and like you said, even LSU could possibly lose this game and still make it back into the top four, depending on how the rest of it.
But that's where it gets kind of dicey. Like if they lose and then they beat, you know, if Georgia, LSU, Alabama all end up somehow with one loss, and the same thing with Penn State and Ohio State somehow beat each other or something like that. That's where it's going to get a little convoluted. That's when you start talking about. You know, Oregon kind of sneaking in or something like that. But I don't know that we don't certainly need to worry about that at this point. Right. I don't think it's going to happen anyway.
It usually plays itself out. It just does. It has so far, as I'm concerned. Yeah. The best team has been in, has won the national championship. Since they started this new program, the best team has won. You know, at least the team that won on the field has won.
Correct. I agree. Rutgers, can I be happy that Rutgers is talking to Shiano, or is that a Homer thing too?
No, I think that's cool. I think my whole life he's been the only coach that's ever had success at Rutgers.
When I got there, they had Anderson was the coach. He's a Penn State guy. I think we beat Penn State. They beat Penn State my freshman year, and that was like the biggest win they had up until Shiano beat Louisville. You know, they were still in the, I don't even know, the ACC or the Big East, whatever the conference was at that point. It just makes sense for this. For him, for them, for the state, for everybody. Just bring the guy home, pay him the money, build the stadium, and move on. You're in the Big Ten. You're getting a shit ton of money. Act like it.
Right. No, I agree. I think that would be a good thing for Rutgers. I don't see any other way that they – and who knows? What's Shiano been doing? I mean, is he still a – I know he was a defensive coordinator or something at maybe Ohio State for
most recently. I think he's still there. He was up – well, he went – where? He went to – Tampa Bay, right? He was the head coach of the Buccaneers, actually NFL, and then he had some type of scandal or some shit, didn't he? And then he was supposed to be the head coach of Tennessee, and then that scandal somehow screwed him out of that or fucked him out of that. And then he ended up at, he's been at Ohio State, the defensive line coach, I think, for the past couple of years.
Yeah. So, I mean, how else would Rutgers get any form of credibility without bringing somebody like that in? I don't see it happen.
There's no doubt. He's a Jersey guy. I'm sure he, when he looks back, he's like, I just should have stayed here and cash checks and who knows where we would have been. So I'm sure he'd love to just get back to the Jersey roots. As much as we all can't stand Jersey, it's in our blood. So
that's right. You come home. We always come home.
Yeah. So yeah.
So
it's like a bad rash.
Right. So LSU's got a solid. I mean, they've got a solid argument to be number one. But like I said, it doesn't matter because it doesn't play. You just play it out. If you lose this week, it doesn't matter. None of it matters.
Correct. And if you win this week, it doesn't ultimately matter, even if you end up two, because you're going to play whoever. I mean, I guess it matters you'll play three, but.
Nah, shit doesn't matter. Get in the playoffs and you got to win.
You win Saturday, you're going to be top two, no doubt. And that's ultimately all that matters. I mean, there's teams, you sneak in, even if they backdoored into number four, you'd be ecstatic because you're going to play for the national, you know, in that tournament.
So we talked about, you know, a boy last week, Dirk Diggler. He didn't come through for us in London.
That's why he lost his job.
Right.
You made a call. I know you did. You called down that. So Falls is starting this week.
Yep. So I went to Biloxi this week and spent Saturday evening and Sunday in the sports book. Did pretty good because I went with most of our picks. So like I said, we went 5-3 and 7-5. I had a big parlay that lost on that half a point from Florida, and we had I have a confession to make though. I talked about taking points and everything, and it came down to Sunday night, and we took the Ravens on the show. We told everybody to take the Ravens. We took the Ravens at Sports Watch Monitor. I couldn't pull the trigger. I lost my cojones and went with Tom Brady on Sunday night at the sports book.
I mean, it's, you know, when in doubt, but I thought they were due for a loss. They've been kind of doing it with duct tape. They're on their third kicker, I heard today, or this year. But someone said, like, all of a sudden, the Patriots lose one, and now they're not the favorite. Who's going to beat it? How are they not going to get home field in the AFC?
Right.
So.
Right.
But I'm mad at you for that. Rubber hits the road, you need a winner. You're not going to go. Right.
It was my last pick of the week. Right. So you know me. I kind of double, triple, quadruple down at the end, because I was up a little bit, and you know, kind of did pretty good. So I did pretty good through the week. Had some winners. Seattle was a nice win. We kind of lucked out with that. I was laying 4 points, and so they at the end of the game, Seattle wins. If they kicked the extra point, I believe they would have went up by one. And that would have been about it. So at that point, I needed them to miss the extra point just to get to overtime. So they missed the extra point. They go to overtime, and they scored a touchdown in overtime to cover. So I can't complain about that. That was a nice win. I think the Raiders got me a nice win. I went with the Raiders Sunday afternoon too. So
they had a good year, surprisingly. I was down on Chucky early in the season. You were a big fan because of the Hard Knocks, but they've done a commendable job.
Well, they got it to 4-4. You know, that's more than we thought they'd be after a couple games.
They got a bunch of picks. They're in good shape, I think. And that division isn't looking too good.
Right. So, let's see. And then, we mentioned NBA, NCAA starting. You know, Webb, right now in NBA, we are the number one handicapper in NBA at the sportswatchmonitor.com.
Look out. We're just getting started. Baby.
The Wager Maker podcast, man. I'm telling you, if you gave up on us early on, we got smoked a little bit early on. We're still trying to get the podcast on the air. Maybe our picks were a little off. Right now, we're number two at Major League Baseball playoffs. We're number one in NBA. We're right there in NHL. We went 5-3 in NFL last week, 7-5 in NCAA this week. And speaking of NBA, what's your thoughts on this? I saw Kawhi Leonard again tonight. Is taking the night off. You know, they call it for rest or for load management. Sounds so disgusting. Load management.
Phrase. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, well, here's the thing. Yes, it's utterly ridiculous. But you can't, when you look at the fact that they did it last year, and you know, Toronto, he won the championship for a fucking country, basically. Right. You know, there's really not too much to say aside that we think it's bullshit. But how do you gamble on this game tonight? It started at 4. Milwaukee's out there tonight. It started at 4. Now it's at 6.5. And now, what's his name? Silver came out today and said, like, gave it his blessing. Like, yeah, the NBA is okay with load management. What does that mean? What does that do for us, Smith?
Nothing. Makes us stand in there with our dick in the wind. That's what we do.
Right. So what do we bet? We just got to just take the game off the board then.
Right. But
the answer to my question is load management is bullshit. That's the answer.
Right. But like you said, if you win the championship, then it's all for a good purpose.
Right. Well, now you can't say anything. Right. You can't say shit. But we did I think we did all right with the Raptors down. You just got to know. That's the thing. You just got to keep paying attention. Yeah, 6.5 that game tonight.
Right.
When Milwaukee's laying 6.5 to the favorite to make it to the finals. Out of the West, a loaded West, by the way.
So right, that's what I was just going to say. When you look at it, it's in the afternoon, and the Clippers are getting 4 at home to Milwaukee.
Yep.
Not that Milwaukee's anything wrong with them, but the Clippers are they're the best team in the West. Now, you guess you could say it's early on. Right now, you could say they are. So when they're laying points, you know something's up. I mean, you know something's up.
And Milwaukee's been on the road, I think, for this is like maybe their third or fourth game. Maybe not that. Maybe this is their third or fourth. Yeah, probably right. On the road.
Probably on some West Coast trip.
Correct. In L.A. You know, this is the end of the trip. Could certainly, you know, drop a game. What we got? Atlanta and
tonight we took the Hawks and the Pacers. Looks like we're gonna go for 1-1. We took the Rangers in hockey. I think they're winning. And they're like up. I said, we got Miami, Ohio. They're tied at halftime and getting 7 points. So it would be great, man. How great would it be to start off a week with like 2 or 3 wins in college before the weekend started? That'd be nice. We're bailing out in college every week.
I gotta tell you, man, I missed a Mac. I'm happy it's back on like Wednesday nights. We were on them solid last year.
Yeah, sometimes that shit gets Wednesday, brutal. Tuesday, Wednesday games are tough. Take points, Webb. When in doubt, take points. That's my new philosophy. You're going to hear from me all day, every day, from now on. When in doubt, take the points.
There you go.
All right, you got anything about last week's stuff you want to continue to talk about, or you want to move right on? We had some really good picks in college. I told you Syracuse sucked. BC rolls all over them. Illinois, man, they struggled a little bit. They struggled a little bit early, but man, they just went crazy in the second half. Tulane hung on. Tennessee was a good pick.
That was another one.
Wake Forest rolled.
I'm like a Wake Forest fan.
Yep. Kansas State rolled.
That was another one.
That's how the kind of day it was. The only bad one late was we had Colorado late. UCLA is a little bit better than they were at one point, Colorado sucks. But I think I'm even looking at a game against Colorado this week that we can take a look at, though. So you want to get right into picks for this week?
Let's do it.
All right, we got a bunch of NCAA picks like Thursday and Friday. We already said we got Miami of Ohio plus the 7 tonight. And so there's two games on Thursday. We got Louisiana minus 14 over Coastal Carolina and Temple minus 1.5 over South Florida.
You know what I'm going to say here, right? I love those, UL, Lafayette, and
Raging Cajuns, baby. Raging Cajuns.
Yeah. That's good. That's I like that game. I mean, complete transparency, I have no idea about Coastal Carolina. I like those crazy Cajuns. I like the 14 points there. And again, I wouldn't normally, this is for, entertainment purposes only, UL Lafayette and South Florida sucks. Temple's defense is good. And, we got two here in this one, 2-49. I like Temple, if you have to go the under there, I don't think South Florida is going to score too many points.
I agree. I like both of those. So we move on to Friday. So we'll take Louisiana and Temple. Move on to Friday. These are a couple big ones. They got a couple big home dogs on Friday night. This is the scary two games. We got UCF goes to Tulsa. Tulsa's plus 17. I can tell you Tulsa gave Tulane a pretty good run the other week, but obviously Tulane is not UCF. But at home at night plus 17. You got any thoughts on that one at all?
I don't think at night means shit. How many people are going to be there? I don't know. UCF, I think we had them last week. I don't think they covered again. I'm not sure. They kind of fell off a cliff there a little bit. I certainly think they're going to win the game. I had UCF written down here. I have it scribbled out. So this one, I'll if you want to take some points here. But I'll tell you what, I'm all over Washington. So if we're going to do something, we might as well take the points here.
All right, fair enough. We'll take the plus 17 at home against Tulsa. And you like Washington. But I tell you, Oregon State's 4-4.
All over them. They're going to smoke them. I didn't even know it. Honestly, when I looked at it, I didn't even know it was Thursday or Friday. Washington's going to win that game.
All right. Sometimes Corvallis is a tough place to play. They're coming off. They won. They beat at Arizona. They won at Cal.
Good.
All right.
Perfect.
All right. I'm just putting it out there. All right. So we got four solid games on Thursday and Friday. We got Louisiana, Temple, Tulsa, and Washington. Who do you like going into Saturday?
I feel good about those for sure. Except maybe the Tulsa, but that's fine.
Yeah, that was like, I guess we'll take some points in this game.
But I did. I had UCF written down. I crossed it out, so that's fine. That's all easy. Right. That's an easy convince.
We can't go in and take all four favorites on Thursday.
No, there's no way. That's a good point, too.
All right, so going into the weekend, what you see anything that stands out?
Yeah, you want me to go down my list right here? BC minus the 2 against Florida State.
You fucking homer. What do you know somebody on that team? You dumbass motherfucker.
You're gonna say it anyway.
They weren't on my list. Just so you know, they weren't on my list. That should go to show you. They weren't on my list. They're not on my list.
I would not be hard pressed to take Louisville plus some points, but I didn't write it down.
Who's BC play? Florida State?
Yeah.
All right. Who was the next one you got?
I thought about taking Louisville just to have you on my shoulder saying take points. Louisville's at Miami. Louisville plus 6.5. But I didn't write that. That's possible. We can look back at that one. Notre Dame over Duke minus 8. You're going to laugh at this next one. Maryland plus 43 against Ohio State.
Hey, man, I got it written down. I'm not laughing. I laughed more at your Duke. You're just ending. You go against Duke whenever you can. We can get back
to
that.
They're not good.
They are good. Duke is solid. Duke is a solid club.
Yeah, every time we bet against them, they do us right.
all right, I actually have Maryland. Maryland's my first one I had written down, just so you know, so I can serve that one for sure.
All right, so we got one.
Yeah, 43.5. That's like the biggest Big Ten point spread in like I forget how many years I saw it tonight. I obviously we talked about how good Ohio State is. I'll take 43.5 points. They're not playing. They're playing an actual team in the conference.
I mean, just play left-handed for the first half, get up 28, and just mail it in, put every kid in there. I'm actually going against everything we used to say. I like Michigan State at home against Illinois. Illinois sucks Rutgers gave them a game, I think. Michigan State, they're not going to score. So Michigan, I don't know how many points Michigan State's going to score, but I think it, you know, this might be, you know, 15 to nothing. Michigan State can cover that. And again, we're going to buy it to 14. So they got to cover 14. And I like the under too. I don't think it's going to be even 21-21 or anything to get even to into the 40s. That tells you how both these teams suck. It's only 45 points. Oh, and my big play this week is, I heard a couple of guys. I made some calls, Smith, some old timers, the two sharps. These are their two picks. One I liked, one I didn't. I wouldn't have played had I not hadn't talked to them. The first one is ASU -1.5 against USC.
Wow.
I would not have played that one. That's what they're telling me. And I gave them some pushback. They're like, bet it or don't bet it, Robbie. So,
right. I actually kind of had USC written down, but I'll but the that's a coin toss. Hey, Arizona State at home is a solid. Go ahead.
Yeah, I guess USC, that was their – they said they have no shot of winning anything in the Pac-10. The guy's getting fired regardless. I think I might like the under there, 57-2, but ASU, we could buy it down to a point, just win the game. And then the other one I like, they're ready. I think they're going to win big. Oh, this is funny. We can talk about this too in a second. Texas -7 at home against K-State. Did you see Earl Campbell this week, the Tyler Rose?
What did he say?
He went to Texas, obviously. Yeah. He's from Tyler, Texas. I love the guy for the Houston list. He comes out and says Texas needs a black quarterback.
So, oh, yeah. I saw something about that.
Which is funny. Way to build up the program. Yeah, the dude's a quarterback. They're not bad. They're a good team. They're certainly a top, 12 team. So I don't know if that's motivation or not, but I think they're certainly 7 points better than – I don't think Kansas State can score that much. But, okay, I think he's in a wheelchair almost. So he's coming out to talk.
Definitely his head's been banged around a lot.
Right. Yeah. It's just funny.
Or if you get Vince Young, if we can bring Vince Young back, right. I'll take it.
Well, he's another one who's got some shit going on in his head too. And that's all I got there. So there's a couple unders I could, if I need to, I'd push it. But I think we're all right.
All right. Well – let's see. How about you? Well, yeah, I got a few written down, but let's talk about the BC. The only reason that I didn't like BC is I think that question mark of a new coach at Florida State. Do they come out and play some kind of different, emotional thing because their coach gets fired, something like that? I don't think BC's that good. I loved them last week against Syracuse because Syracuse is that bad, but that's just a question mark I have on that. I'm okay with taking Louisville plus okay. The points. Yeah. I'm not crazy about Notre Dame -8 over the Duke. All right. Well, we can keep that. We'll keep that there. Michigan State. You sure you want to do something with Michigan State? I'll tell you some other games that I had. But I had a
Maryland, right?
Yes, we're taking Maryland. All right. Yeah, I had that. That was the first game I have written down.
Okay.
I also like Clemson -31.5. I know it's a lot of points. NC State is not good at all.
No, they're not.
And Clemson just got their first shot to the throat, should I say, on with the rankings coming out on number 5. I think they come out and go for style points this week and win by 50, 60 points over NC State this week if they can. That's why I like them.
I think this is your point's well taken. They're certainly Dabo's going to use this as like us against the world. No one fucking respects us. Blah blah blah. NC State does blow. If you want to, go ahead, take it. I mean, I'm not. They're going to score. They're going to win by 25 at least. So what's another touchdown?
Fair enough. I also looked at Baylor goes to TCU. TCU had a nice win against, I think it was Texas. They beat Texas the other day. I was thinking them at home. Baylor is still undefeated, but I don't think they're going to stay that way.
I was leaving. The ticker had LSU, TCU's on there. They lost another quarterback, so that's okay. You got to put
scratch
it
that off. On that one. Scratch that off.
I just saw it on a ticker.
No, it's okay. That's good. I was wondering about Iowa, too. They're +9.5 at Wisconsin. That seemed like a lot. Do they have some injuries at quarterback? Do you have any idea?
I don't. I mean, it's a typical Wisconsin season. They kind of blow some people out. The dude runs for a bazillion yards and they lose a couple big games. And then if you want to take, we've been on Iowa.
We can wait. What are we going to do? Are we going to take the points in LSU, Alabama? Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah, that's fine.
Right.
I mean, we got to take some points.
And then what about Stanford goes to Colorado? Is Colorado going to fuck us again, or are we going to stay right away from it? I was thinking about taking Stanford.
I'm staying away from that. I can't. All I can't go back to that. It's too many times.
And another game I like Tennessee. Believe it or not, going to Kentucky. And I usually like Kentucky, but I think Tennessee. They've won like three of their last four games, if I'm not mistaken. And I think they're just playing better. I think they're just better.
I looked at this one. I thought you might say something. I thought it would be a little more when I looked at it. I like Tennessee. They're certainly playing better, and I think their losses early on were kind of a little bit, I don't know, exaggerated. I think they thought they were going to be better out of the gate, and they weren't. I think everybody is waiting for them to be better, and they're just, you know, that's fine.
At this point is just, I think they're still playing hard, which is half the battle at this point in the season when you're 4-4 or 5, you know, I mean, they're still coming out to play.
Kentucky's is kind of in the same boat.
They're right in the same boat. I usually like Kentucky.
That's a tough one. It's going to be, I mean, obviously it's a 1-point spread, but I think it's going to be a close game. I wouldn't be surprised I'm not going to give you pushback on that.
All right. And then I just wanted to talk a little bit about, there's another game, 2 undefeated teams. This is your team. That you've been loving Minnesota all year long.
Do you
like Penn State minus the 7, or do you really take the points in this one?
Well, that's a tough one. I think Penn State's good. They've been very good to us. But I'm big Minnesota guy. I think this is going to be, you know, the Super Bowl, the national championship, the, you know, New Year's Eve, Christmas all wrapped into one for Minnesota, the entire fucking state almost.
For a lifetime game.
Right. I mean, right. It's how long has it been since they've been 7-0 against another undefeated playoff team coming in there? The answer to that is never. You know what? I mean,
We can leave it alone. I realized the other day that this Minnesota coach, he just signed an extension. He's that dude from Western Michigan, Central Michigan, whatever it was, like the row your boat guy and shit. You remember that? He did some kind of thing with the oar and all that shit. Roll your boat.
He's a good coach, man. He's got a good thing going on. Here's what I would say. Penn State's not going undefeated one way or the other. They're not going to end up in the 4. And like we said, it's going to play itself out. And they're not going to be in it at the end. So, you know, I'd take the 7 if we had to. But
We'll stay away. Yeah. So let me tell you what we got so far. We got Maryland. We got LSU. To be honest, I had K-State and USC written down. But you guys say Texas and Arizona State. I'll go with that. 1, 2, 3, especially USC is coming off a big letdown, and now they go on the road to Arizona
State.
They're
done. Right. Can't win anything. Okay, yeah, so that's 4. Fired. Helton's fired. So.
Clemson and Tennessee.
Yep.
Louisville and Notre Dame.
Yep.
And then do we want to take Michigan State or BC or just stay away? Right now it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8. 8 on Saturday and 4 on Thursday and Friday. So we're at 12. If you really love BC or really love Michigan State, we can add them or both. Up to you.
What's Illinois right?
Illinois is right around the 500 mark. Let me take a look.
All right. Let's do less is more. Let's just leave it.
Hold on a second now. Let's see. Illinois is actually 5-4.
Oh, but, really?
Yeah. They beat Rutgers 38-10. They won at Purdue 24-6, and they actually beat Wisconsin 24-23. That was their last three games. They lost by about 17. Looks like at Michigan, and they got creamed by Minnesota. Michigan. All
right, just leave that one alone. Leave that one alone.
All right,
alone.
Fair enough. We'll leave that one alone. And
plus, how about Michigan the other State, in that fuckers. BC game? 63. That seems like a lot. Can FSU score 30 points?
I don't know. Does both of their defenses stink? That might be. It might be more about that.
I mean, but what was the FSU? What Miami score? 28 last week, and that was at FSU. Yeah. All right.
Well, we can go Boston College at home. I got no problem with that.
Let's do it. Let's do that.
So we got Louisiana, Temple, Tulsa, Washington, Maryland, LSU, Arizona State, Clemson, Tennessee, Texas, Boston College, Louisville, and Notre Dame.
You say LSU? You say Arizona State? You did,
I think so. I did.
Yep. All right, good. What's that, 13 or 12?
6, 7, 8, 9, 12, 13 games.
All right. Lucky 13.
All right, dig it. No less than 9-4. No less than 9-4.
No doubt. I was going to say 10-3.
I'm being just conservative. All right.
Promise and under deliver, Smith. I like it.
Thursday night football. We got the Chargers go to the Raiders.
This one was an easy one for me. Raiders plus the 1.
Love it. Because the Chargers screw us either way. So
motherfucker. Philip Rivers is on my fuck him list. He's on my fuck you, whatever.
Especially once I threw out that stats on the quarterback sneaks. Fuck him for sure.
He's got like 95 kids. I'm not crazy about that either.
All right, so we got the Chargers. So let's go right to Saturday. What do you like for Saturday? I mean, Sunday.
The ones I have written down, I have the Packers, -5.5. Aaron Rodgers is not going to put on that shabby display again at home. Carolina's kind of playing with borrowed money to just put Cam on the IR. I'm a big Kyle Allen fan, but I looked at some of his numbers. He's not playing well. Again, they're playing kind of above their head, and I think they're kind of going to run into a buzzsaw here, and Green Bay is going to be pissed off. I like the Packers. Believe it or not, I like Arizona, the Cardinals. I'm talking about taking some points at Tampa Bay, +4.5. I'm going to buy it to 5. The Packers, I buy down to 5. If Brissett is playing for Indianapolis, I like them at home against Miami. They didn't play well last week. I'm not sure Miami knows what to do after winning a fucking game. And then that's really all I had. Oh, we got to go to Sunday night, the Cowboys and the Vikings, 2 up and down teams. My love for Kirk Cousins is known on this. Cowboys, I will not pick them. That game's going under the pick in that game.
All right, we'll stay away from the Vikings. I kind of like the Vikings in that, but I'll
we got to take it Sunday night, right? Or yeah, Sunday night, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I think Monday night's pretty easy.
I like Seattle plus the points on Monday night as well. So are we taking the Vikings too, or are you just taking the under?
That's up to you.
We can just take the under.
Yeah. All right. So thoughts on those?
I agree with the Cards. I'm okay with the Packers.
Raiders, good.
I like the Raiders.
Seattle you like, and then so Indy you don't know about.
Indy, I don't know about, and just because mostly about the quarterback situation.
Well, yeah, I got a big if written next to me. If Brissett's playing, I think they'd cover that 10 for sure.
I'll tell you, I kind of like I don't know if I kind of like them or not. I kind of like the Bears. I think the Lions are traveling 2 weeks in a row, and the Bears seems like they haven't been home in a long time. They're going to get a win. Bears have been struggling. I feel like they're going to get a win eventually somehow. I don't know how they're going to win. I don't know why. They get them, you know, the Bears get them like ugly ass wins sometimes, whether it's a punt return or a defensive touchdown or something ridiculous like that. They've been I'm looking now. They haven't been on the road all that much. They've been at home mostly.
Bears suck, dude.
All right. Stay away from that.
I like the under 42. 41.5. How many? I mean, what are the Bears going to score? They're not going to score 21, and their defense is good. Right, I mean, if I had to bet that game, I'd bet the under.
Under Bears. What about you think 42. About anything about the Colts Browns game? It's too much toss up. You know, too much in the air.
Colts and the Browns. What do you mean? The Browns.
The Browns and the Bills.
The Browns are. That's next week.
Minus 2.5. The Bills are going to the Browns.
Minus 3. I don't know what's going on with that team. I mean, I was high in them, like we said at the beginning of the season. I thought their defense was going to be good. I wasn't so sure about their. They got a good running back, and I don't know, dude. I mean,
all right. But I'm just throwing it out there. I didn't feel a certain way about anything. Kansas City. Mahomes is back for Kansas City, going to the Titans, laying 5.5.
Yeah, I'm not a Titans fan. I think they got that. What's that dude's name? Chris Edwards back or some dude in the middle of the line, a defensive tackle for Kansas City I'm talking about. And it really helped their defense. I mean, I certainly wouldn't pick against them. I'm not sure how that game's going to play out. They haven't played well in, I don't know, quite some time. But just comparing to the level that they had it, I wouldn't. I mean, if you're going to go, you're asking me in that game, I'd lay the points.
Right. Me too. But what about the Saints? I mean, I know it's a big number, but man, Atlanta's bad, and the Saints. I think if they get a chance to run up the score on this team, they will be happy to. It looks like they're getting a lot of guys back: Kamara, Drew Brees, the tight ends should be back this week. Falcons are a mess.
The Falcons are horrible. It's 13 points. I don't know if Matt Ryan doesn't play. No, it's not even. There's no reason to even play the game. 51.5 is a total. I do like the under, I'll tell you that. I'm just going to – I'll leave this one up to you just because I have so much invested in the suicide pick here. I don't even want to fuck with it, to be honest with you. So if you want to take the Saints, that's fine.
I think take the Saints in it. I think we take the Saints in this one. Another – there's a home dog, the Steelers. Man, the Colts went up and down a field on them last week, and just – the Steelers are the kind of team they just will away to win sometimes. I mean, I don't understand it. Just like when they went out to San Diego, I think we had the Chargers a few weeks ago. They got a backup, third-string quarterback,
that was
everything.
The Chargers.
Yeah. Yeah, but like I say, still somehow got a, they're catching 3.5 at home. The Rams, I mean, I don't know. I'm just looking for games, really, is what I'm doing.
I would not. Like you said, the Steelers are already playing with house money. They're not going to win all these games with this team. Not that the Rams are anything good. I just think that, you know, maybe the Rams win by 3. You want to bet on that half point. That's up to you. But I would stay away from that one, too.
All right. Well, so right now we got the Raiders. We got the Saints. We got under in the Bears. We got the Cardinals.
We got 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock. So I think we're covered.
We got the Packers. We got the under in the Cowboys. And we got Seattle.
Yeah, so that's 1, 2, 3, 7.
4.
Yeah, that's more than enough, I think, right? What did you do last week? We bet 12 games?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay, there it is.
And then if Brissett, I mean, if Brissett's playing, we can put that in as a caveat. I mean, we don't know if we can. But if Brissett plays, they're going to win that game.
All right.
So then we're at our 8.
Sounds good. If Brissett plays, well, I don't know if I. All right. We can talk about it this week.
You think they're going to have a
chance at home? Huh?
You think they win that with Brissett in there?
Dolphins are hot, bro. They're 1-0. They got a one-game win streak.
Dude, they don't want to win that game, baby. They do not want to win no more. Cincinnati's got no wins.
How can we not even mention this game? Speaking of New Jersey, they got we got to at least talk about this game a little bit.
Another debacle. When they hired Gase, there's a couple guys, but obviously my man Nick is a big Jet fan, and our buddy Polish is a Jet fan. There's another guy here, Tom DeFi, is a Jet fan. Like I said, we have a little of this text chain. I'm like, how can the fucking Jets hire Adam Gase after he just proved to the industry, to the league, that he couldn't do it in Miami? And they hire him, like, literally after the Dolphins fire him. The guy, it's out of control. The Jets are... There's a couple bad franchises that I'm looking at on our list here, but the Jets could be the worst.
They might be the worst.
As much as I fucking badmouth the Giants, I mean, they got, you know, Barkley obviously is a talent. The quarterback can play if he can stop turning the ball over. Golden Tate's a quality receiver. They don't really have much on defense, but Ingram's a tight end. He's good. And then this kid just ruined big-headed Darnold. Like, so, I mean... It's
yeah,
funny.
Darnold's career might be over
right
after the season.
He just could be crashed and burned, right? The eye test, I hold them up, you put both your hands up, you got Jets in your left hand, the Giants in your right hand. The Giants, you know, the right hand is going to win that fight. You know what I mean?
Are we taking a pick in this game? Are we picking the Giants?
I mean, what's it, 2-6 versus 2-7 or something like that?
Yeah, something
what
like
it
that.
Is?
Yeah. We've seen them. Doesn't matter. We've watched them play too much. Assholes are on prime. Assholes are on prime time every other week.
I don't know that the Jets are capable of winning a game.
Yeah, let's take the Giants. We'll have 8 picks.
Yeah, perfect.
All right. Don't forget, folks. If you gave up on us early in the season, we've been winning.
Yeah, we're back with a vengeance.
Number one in NBA. Check out on Instagram every week, every day. Instagram and Twitter. I put the NHL, NBA, and now to be college basketball too. Right now. You would know that we had Miami of Ohio right now midway through the third. They're winning by 7 and getting 7, so that would have been a good pick. I feel like this is going to be a good week. Maybe we'll get some stuff, really have a hot week. Don't forget Facebook, The Wager Makers Podcast, Twitter, at The Wager Makers, Instagram, at The Wager Makers. And if you want to email us for any questions at all, thewagermakers@gmail.com. You can check out all our picks on Sports Watch Monitor. Thank you, John Grove, for the bumper music. I want to... Devin wants to tell you a little something about YouTube and what you do when you get on YouTube to check us out there.
Tell him, Debbie.
Hi, this is Devin Weber. When you go on the Wager Makers podcast webpage, make sure to subscribe, hit the like button, and hit the bell to put on your post notifications. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Devin. And don't forget iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Google Play Music, Podbean, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere you see or hear podcasts, you can check us out. Webb, say goodbye to people.
Goodbye, people. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you all very much. Don't forget, please tell some people. We got to get this thing going. Keep telling people. Keep telling some friends. You tell 2 friends, they tell 2 friends. So thanks a lot for listening. Take care.